Today I want to talk to you about the four levels of value. I picked this up from Myron Golden, amazing person, teacher, and mentor. Let me cue the intro and we'll dive right in. So the big question is this: how do parentpreneurs like us, who are busy building a business and raising active families, how do we do it in a way that lets us get our products and services and the things that we believe in out into the world? And how do we do that without working 24/7 or sacrificing time with the ones we love most? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Michael Kittinger, and welcome to the Parentpreneur Accelerator Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. I would greatly appreciate that. So if you're a parent entrepreneur, parentpreneur, and you want to build a lean and highly profitable business, and you want to spend less time working and more time making memories with the ones you love, then this is one of those core concepts that you really need to understand. And it's the four levels of value. Now, I do want to put a quick disclaimer that this is not talking about the value of the person themselves. This is talking about the value that the economic value, and you'll see here in a second. So if you're not happy with the money you're making, if you want to increase your value to society, especially from a monetary standpoint, then you need to look at your day, look at your week, and see what level are you operating at. And again, you want to move up the scale to be able to, if you want to make more money and certainly build a highly profitable business, this is key. So let me hop over to the iPad and we will walk through the four levels of value. Again, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review. I would greatly appreciate that. The four levels of value. The level one, kind of the bottom level, this is implementation. These are implementers. So these are the people who are actually doing the work, using their hands, using their bodies, like the physical labor side of it. All right, so if you think about, take McDonald's, right? These are the people behind the counter at the cashier taking the order. Now, McDonald's is so systematized that they literally have pitchers, step by step. Somebody could step in and within an hour or so be trained and know exactly how to cook the food or do the thing. If it's a lawn care company, these are the guys who are literally just pushing the mowers, doing the trimmers, the edgers, and blowing. So with this level, the max that you cap out at is typically around 80K. If you are the implementer, if you're the one doing. Now, there's always gonna be an exception here or there. There's always gonna be some exceptions. And a primary example of an exception would be like a surgeon, right? Yes, they're using their hands, they're the implementer. That's a highly skilled skill set that they have acquired. But for the most part, and it's also the largest, like the majority of people, you could plug people in. This is also where people unfortunately get laid off because of outsourcing or automation, right? There's value, but there's not a ton of typically economic value to society for this level of value, and it shows. So first level implementer, the people who are actually using their hands, the people who are doing the task, doing the thing. And again, they typically cap out at around 80K. The next level, call them the unification, the managers. So again, if you go to think about McDonald's, you've got the workers, the doers, and then you have the managers. If you think about like a yard crew or whatever, you got the guys doing the mowing and all that, and then you have the people who are managing the crew, right? Making sure they're showing up to the right place at the right time, they're doing a good job and everything. This level usually caps out at around 250K on a max. Again, yes, of course, there are going to be certain exceptions here and there. But again, you go from the one doing the work to the one who's unifying the people and the assets and the processes and overseeing it, the manager level. All right. Again, be sure to leave a comment, subscribe, you know what to do. All right, the third level of value, communication, communicator. All right, so this is the person who can actually, who uses their words, their mouths, who is able to attract investors, is able to go out there and use their words to sell the projects, is able to, they're primarily using their communication skills, which again is a higher level of value than somebody who can just use their hands. Salespeople, marketers, actors, another prime example, singers, people who are able to express emotion or be able to influence people through communication. Typically we think of talking, oral communication, but also it could be copywriters, but being able to influence people through communication. And here you can, this range is $100,000 a year to millions of dollars a year. So we're gonna put seven figures. Again, seven, eight figures, tens of millions of dollars. You can do that through communication, right? Again, think of actors, think of singers, think of top influencers, things like that. Now, most of us should strive to get to the communication level where we're not the ones doing, we're not even the ones managing, but we're the ones out there who are the face of our brand, who are communicating, creating content, communicating. I have a strategy called audience hacking, and it's all about communicating. You're not the one necessarily doing the work or even managing the people doing the work, but your strength, your value is being able to communicate your brand, communicate your value proposition, your unique selling proposition to the marketplace. So that's the third level of value. And again, with each step, the income that you can generate drastically increases. Then the highest level, imagination, the Imagineers. This is, I'm just gonna put uncapped. This is your Elon Musk. This is your Walt Disney. This is your Mark Zuckerberg. These are the ones who can imagine a possibility that is not a current reality and work to achieve it. These are those exceptional people who can imagine something, not just communicate it, but they can actually imagine it. If you think about, especially restaurant chains or things like that, the communicator may be the face, and they can, because they're able to communicate, they can make a lot of money. But the person who imagined it and set about to make it a reality, they're the ones who basically have an uncapped potential. That is the highest level of value, is the ones who don't just take something that exists and refine it, but they're the ones who can literally imagine a world that doesn't exist and create it. Again, think of your Elon Musk, your Jeff Bezos. Amazon didn't exist. Google didn't exist. These people imagined it and then set about to create it. And for that imagination, for that creating something out of nothing, they are obviously very highly compensated. So the goal here is to move up these four levels of value. Now, how do you go about doing that? One of the best things that you can do is to increase your skills. Invest in yourself. Increase your skill. The more you read, the more you interact, the more you learn, the more you start seeing what is possible, the better you're able to communicate. So one of the best ways to do this is to invest in yourself, invest in your skill sets, invest in becoming a better communicator, invest in books and knowledge. But it's not just enough to take the knowledge, you then have to go out and apply that knowledge. But a lot of times, again, just absorbing more information, improving your skill sets, you'll start, like you start operating at a higher level, and it makes it easier to step up these four levels of value. So increasing your skill sets. The second big thing is you need to make a decision. Where do you want to operate at? If you live life by default, you're typically going to default back into the implementation stage. You need to decide, okay, now that these four levels, decide which level you want to operate at. And it's not that one is necessarily better or worse than the others, but if you want to make seven figures, for instance, it's going to be much harder to do if you're down here operating and trying to implement everything yourself. It's going to be darn near impossible. Whereas, okay, maybe you were an implementer in your business, right? Like you're a solopreneur, you're a parent, solo parentpreneur, you're doing everything. Well, that first step may be deciding, okay, I need to move up these levels of value. So I'm going to start bringing on team members, a VA to check my email, people to actually do the work, right? Use their hands, do the work part. And you're going to step up and you're going to decide, okay, I'm going to start managing some people. Okay, now you've become a unifier. Maybe you may not be comfortable in front of the camera and communicating, but you're like, oh, what? If I really want to step up into that next level, I understand these four levels of value. And I know now that I have to become a better communicator. So I'm going to start doing videos, start communicating. Now, the thing with that is at first, you may suck, and that's okay. Anytime you start something new, you typically are not that great at it. But the more you do it, the more repetition. I was listening to Tony Robbins the other day, and he said something along the lines of, the key to mastery is repetition. If you want to become a master, if you want to become excellent at something, the key is repetition. It doesn't mean you start off being excellent at it. And communication and sharing knowledge and value is no different. If you want to become a better communicator, you just need to do it more often. You need to get the reps in. But before you do that, you've got to decide, is that the level you want to operate on? Now, if we went through and identified what things did you do this past week, was at level one, level was implementation, was level two, were you managing or were you communicating? I can fairly accurately tell you what your max income is going to be based on how much time is in each of these four levels. Our goal as parentpreneurs is to move up and move into more of the communication stage. We may not make it to the imagination stage and everything, but we can become better communicators. All right, if you're a parent entrepreneur, parentpreneur, and you want help building a lean, highly profitable business that allows you to spend less time working and more time making memories with the ones you love, I would love to sit down and have a chat with you, learn more about your business, and see if our parentpreneur program, see if one of them is the right fit for you. You can go to scalewithmichael.com and schedule a call, and we'll dive into your business, figure out where you're at. I'll give you a couple of simple exercises and things you can walk away with that you can immediately implement to have an impact on your business. And if it makes sense from there for me to further help you and work with you, then we can discuss that as well. It's an absolutely free call, scalewithmichael.com. Let me know what you thought of the four levels of value. And again, be sure to hit the subscribe button and leave us a comment or review. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. And as a valuable listener, I'd like to send you a free gift that will help you grow your business. You can get it at parentpreneur.com/gift. See you on the next episode.